painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guesthouse Grill.
Hi, it's Casey, the market manager. The Templeton Farmers Market is at the Templeton Park on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. In season, we have strawberries, leafy greens, avocados, oranges, winter squash, honey, meat, flowers, and so much more. You can even get fresh pressed juice, bread, bagels, coffee, and tamales. If you can't make it Saturday, swing by another North County Farmers Market in Baywood on Mondays, Paso Robles on Tuesdays, and Atascadero on Wednesdays. We are open, rain or shine, unless weather conditions are too dangerous. Check out our social media for day of updates.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, January 20th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Templeton CST to discuss changes to fire code. San Miguel CST to consider appointing new member for vacant seat. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the low 70s. It's 32 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup security. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Templeton Community Services District's next regular meeting is tonight. On the agenda is a review and proposed adoption of the CSD's fire code with amendments. The CSD receives an updated fire code from the state of California every 3 years and must adopt it with amendments made to fit the local jurisdiction. The CSD has added a subsection to the fire code regarding fireworks based on discussions from the September 2nd meeting. In the meeting, a motion failed to pass that would ban the use of safe and sane fireworks in Templeton. The board directors instead asked staff to update the fire code to impose tighter restrictions on the time in which fireworks can be sold and when they can be used. These changes are reflected in the proposed new fire code. The code only allows the use of safe and sane fireworks on the 4th of July and only on private property. The sale is also prohibited outside of July 1st through July 4th. You can attend tonight's CSD meeting in person or watch online. San Miguel CSD board member passes in November. New member to be appointed. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:09.
Blazing Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazing Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazingbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. A San Miguel Community Services District Board Member, Vice President John Green, passed away in late November. To fill the late Green's open seat, current San Miguel CSD board members will be holding interviews in its January 22nd meeting. The appointee will only serve in the seat through the end of 2026, after which the seat will be filled for the remainder of its term in 2028 through a vote in the general election. The deadline to file a letter of interest to fill the vacant position was January 12th. Four candidates have submitted their letters to the board for consideration. San Luis Obispo County students from the Coast Union High School Friday Night Live chapter have taken steps to reduce underage drinking. The County Friday Night Live program is part of a statewide collection of chapters receiving technical assistance from the California Friday Night Live Partnership. Over 20 local middle and high school participants participate in the FNL Slow County. The campaign, launched by the FNL chapter, is created by youth and for youth, including educational posters, digital graphics, and PSAs with messages that reflect real experiences, concerns, and solutions around underage drinking. Alcohol, according to the County Behavioral Health Department, is the most used substance by adolescents aged 12 to 17 years. The County Office of Emergency Services announced they'll be testing early warning system sirens this week, today and tomorrow. The sirens are stationed along the Diablo Canyon Emergency Planning Zone, stretching from Cayucas to the Napomo Mesa. Included areas are also the Five Cities area, Avila Bay, Sea Canyon, Price Canyon, Baywood Park Los Osos, the City of San Luis Obispo, and Morro Bay. The sirens will be tested for a few seconds at low volume. As this is only a test, no action is required from the public. Sirens are used in case of a tsunami, dam failure, or other natural or man-made disasters. In sports, for the NFL, on Saturday, the Seahawks beat the 49ers 41-6, the Broncos over the Bills 33-30. On Sunday, the Rams beat the Bears 20-17, the Patriots over the Texans 28-16. For the conference championships, KPRL will have the Patriots and Broncos game at 11 a.m. on Sunday, then the Rams and Seahawks at 3:30 p.m. In the NBA, yesterday, the Warriors beat the Heat 135-112, the Clippers over the Wizards 110-106, the Thunder beat the Cavaliers 136-104. Tonight, the Kings will face the Heat, the Lakers will go against the Nuggets, and the Warriors will face the Raptors. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:13.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real, Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
KPRL News continues at 7:14. In California news, Protesters gathered in downtown Los Angeles on Sunday, rallying support for protesters in Iran. The LAPD estimates there were about 4,000 demonstrators outside of the LA City Hall. Investigators are currently looking into an inmate fight that occurred on Saturday just after 2 p.m. at the Pleasant Valley State Prison. Staff found a 41-year-old Brian Siddle unconscious on the ground after an alleged assault by two other inmates. No weapons were recovered, and the two suspects have been placed on restricted housing. A 4.9 magnitude earthquake struck Southern California last night at about 6 p.m. The quake was about 12 miles northeast of Indio, with aftershocks across Southern California being felt. There are currently no reports of damage or injuries. Food and Farm News is brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. The National Immigration Forum has partnered with agricultural organizations, including Farm Employers Labor Service, a California Farm Bureau-affiliated company, to provide English language instruction for farm workers. The English Advanced Program teaches language skills related to farm operations, employee safety, hygiene and food safety, team leadership and communication, and other areas of communication that are important in agricultural settings. Interested California agricultural businesses, county farm bureaus, and other organizations supporting the workforce can offer and cover the cost of training anytime. And through April 1st, businesses can leverage existing funding through the Employment Training Panel to access the training program at no charge. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Partly to mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 70s. East-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with low 40s. Southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 60s, south winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Thursday, mostly sunny on Friday and Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday next week. Mid-60s Thursday, low 60s Friday and Saturday, mid-60s on Sunday and Monday, 68 a week from today. Currently, it is 32 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 718.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Unexpected changes in corn silage use are being blamed for the surprise jump in U.S. corn production in the latest USDA data. North Dakota State University economist Frain Olson says the increase came from a sharp rise in harvested acreage, not higher yields. He explains that strong growing conditions in 2025 produced more silage than livestock operations could store, forcing more acres to be harvested for grain instead. That shift added more than a million acres to USDA's harvested corn total, pushing production higher than traders had expected.
Not all of the acres are going to be harvested and run through a combine. We always have some corn silage. So that differential, that spread between planted and harvested, went from 8.7 million acres to 7.5 million acres. And most of that, not 100%, but almost all of that's corn silage.
Once again, Frain Olson, North Dakota State University agricultural economist. Olson says that it was a good year for corn silage as well, and many farmers that had good corn silage put that grain into bins, inadvertently boosting the nation's total grain production and catching the market off guard. Thanks for tuning in to today's Line on Agriculture Report. I'm Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open sharply lower, with the major averages all down more than 1%. Investors are reacting to President Trump's new tariff threat on European countries over Greenland and a situation in Japan that has resulted in higher interest rates there. Netflix has offered all cash to buy Warner Brothers Discovery Studios and HBO Max streaming service, and Warner's board accepted it. Netflix reports earnings after the Wall Street closed today. Paramount is continuing with its hostile bid for the entire company. Netflix opened up 1%. Warner opened down more than 0.5%. Paramount Skydance is down 1%. D.R. Horton reported a better-than-expected quarter, though it still sees buyers moving cautiously. Shares are down 2%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola. Invested in you.
New Year's resolutions sound great on January 1st, but January 10th, not so much. This year, there's one resolution worth keeping: getting your finances in order. For many people, that starts with balance. Not just growth, but protection too. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. For over a decade, they've made it easy for investors to add gold and silver to their portfolios and reduce market risk. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
Calling all Central Coast locals, start the new year with remarkable wines and breathtaking views as Opelo Vineyards launches its Locals Only Tasting Special. Through the month of January, Opelo is offering complimentary classic flight tastings for locals on Tuesdays through Thursdays at its Paso Robles Tasting Room. Just provide an ID showing Central Coast residency and mention the offer to your host. Reservations are recommended. Opelo Vineyards Locals Only Tasting Special. It's the perfect way to put some extra cheer into your weekdays while staying close to home.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Pastor Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, 5025 El Camino Real Atascadero. They are your Honda power equipment dealer. 238-5775, which the text is back up, 238-KPRL. Join us on the Tuesday edition. Don't forget that. It may be a day off or two or three or maybe more. I don't know. I keep track of them anymore.
Up this morning, my head felt dense. I splashed it with water, trying to make it make sense. I stumbled to the kitchen, she was standing at the sink. All she had to do was just give me the morning exchange. Slam, bam, I'm feeling all right. Troubles take a hike in the blink of an eye.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, wow, we got some information for you. Barry, protecting what matters. First up will be Rob Montz, independent journalist and filmmaker. It's a blockbuster documentary about the Pacific Palisades fire, the policies, the politicians that led to one of the most avoidable and disastrous wildfires in California history, the real truth behind it. And then in the 1 o'clock hour, boy, Charles Bell Jr., he's an election law attorney, the slippery slope of election integrity, the election law reform since 2020, and what the future holds, not only for California, but nationally. Man, okay. There you have that. And, all right, like I said, the text is back. Got the codes and don't know how somebody got into our system, but that happens. Unfortunately, that happens. Let's see. Okay, so a little fun from last hour. Words. Words, words, words. According to whatever, that there are 1,000 new words added every year to the dictionary. I'm assuming, since I got this information in English, that is the English. Now, Chris, this is not trivia, but how many words do you think we know? I'll just say the average person.
Well, we were having a discussion about it in the booth over there about whether or not somebody could actually say they knew 1,000 words. So I'm gonna go for about a third of that. Let's say 300, because you got to consider all the words that we use very frequently, like, you know, a, the, I, me, all that kind of stuff. And that's got to add up to something.
And some people even use the. You and I were way off.
Yeah. What is it?
An average adult English speaker knows roughly 20 to 45,000 words.
Oh, ho, ho.
Okay, and that increases as you get older.
Okay, fair. Well, it's probably because of what I was saying. When they think of no, it might not be a word that you can just rip off the top of your head and define, but you can look at that and say, oh, I know what that means, or I know what it's trying to convey.
No.
No? Okay, again?
Here we go. Run.
Sure.
Run, runs, ran, running.
Oh, I see.
You see how it goes?
They're all separate words.
They're all separate words.
So there, there, and there.
Right.
That's three words.
And if you, when you get down to this, now it's different in the course of a daily conversation, but think about the name of every actor or actress, every song. Now, I know that there are duplicates there, but think of the name of cities and countries around the world that we know. Those are all words, right?
Right.
So you add all those up and you go, okay, I can see why it's that amount.
Oh, and you explain it like that, it certainly makes sense.
Well, I'm I'm not explaining it. I'm reading it because I didn't know this.
Well, when whoever wrote that article then, whatever, explains it like that, then it makes sense.
Wait. 75% of daily spoken English is probably between 800 and 1,000 words. No. During the course of our daily conversation, we use about 2,000 to 3,000 words. Now, obviously, this varies from, you know, your job or your social habits.
Yeah, you know, from somebody who doesn't talk much to a yapper, as we call them these days.
Right, or, you know, if you live by yourself, if you are just more introverted and so forth. Now, the English language contains over 1 million words.
That's surprisingly low, actually.
I have nothing to gauge it on, so I don't know. I mean, when we hear the word a million, and it makes sense that we use words more frequently than others.
Right.
And again, depending on your technical or the technical field you may be in, and you know, somebody talks on the phone a lot, obviously, and even when you take in your hobbies, you know, whether it's gaming, sports, or something like that, all these words, so they all add up. And when you think about it, when you get to that, you know, 20 to 30 or 45,000 words in your vocabulary, it makes perfect sense. But the repetitiveness of words, I wonder if there's a way to, and I may have to ask Al, and you may know this, would it be possible through the technology, particularly what we do into a microphone, to have every word counted?
I think so. I mean, text-to-speech or speech-to-text is not all that uncommon. So if you simply put that into something that counts, you know, however many words you're saying, then there you go.
Well, would it count for us, or would I have to go back and count?
You could have it count for you, and if, you know, the program itself doesn't do that, you can literally just Google word counter and then copy-paste however many words you want in there, and there you go. So let's say, you know, you're talking, and it's transcribing every word you're saying into a document. Just, there should be a word counter there easily.
Hmm. Okay. Have you ever seen that work?
Not personally, because I've never tried.
Nobody thinks of these stupid things. That's well, why.
I have no use for a speech to text transcriber in my everyday life. Although somebody that I knew actually did have a use for that. They were deaf, so they had some kind of software on their computer that transcribed what people were saying to them to text.
Okay, well that makes sense for them. And good that the technology is there for them. So. Now, we learn a few thousand more words between the ages of 20 and 60, which, again, that makes sense. You're exposed to more. You experience more. And now, knowing a word can range from just recognizing it to the understanding, which you mentioned that, didn't you?
Right.
That we may know words, but if you were asked to define them.
Or spell them, for that matter.
Well, the spelling... well, thank God on the email and the text, it has the...
The autocorrect.
Yeah, the autocorrect. So that helps, because I have gotten worse as I've gotten older regarding spelling. I know the word... You know, and how to use it in a sentence.
Mm-hmm.
But I have, well, again, with the auto check, it's not that bad. But if I were to write it down, I'm not going to say I have trouble. I just kind of like, well, that's good enough. I know what I'm writing.
Well, to tell on myself a little bit here, I still to this day struggle with writing occasion and occur, or occasions and occurred. You know what I mean?
Right.
I keep forgetting how many C's they have or how many R's or S's they have. Because I know one has a double, the other one has just a single. And I just, I can't distinguish between the two.
But in today's world, how many people write?
Fewer than they should. But I know what you're getting at.
Yeah, as opposed to we type stuff in.
Yes.
All right. And even on cards, you don't necessarily have to write on a card. You can do that through your computer and have it print out for you. And so, yeah, the writing, in the old cursive, but you write. You said?
Yes. Yes, I do.
All right. Okay. Well, you've seen my notes.
Unfortunately.
And it hasn't gotten better with, actually, it has gotten a little bit better with age, but not much. So you can imagine what it was like 20 years ago.
I feel sorry for your teachers.
Well, that was a... that was an issue with most of my teachers, and believe it or not, particularly in college. Now, you would think, well, at college, no big deal, but Mrs. Bowen, she was my English teacher my freshman year at East Tennessee State. I loved English class because this was a writing class, and I like to write stories. Anyway, and she liked me. I had to open up the curtains in the classroom 3 days a week. It was Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. It was 11:30 class. And I don't know what those stands and stuff. And she would, Kevin, would you please put the stand up here next? So she got a kick out of my writing. But on Fridays, she would call me into her office after class to read the stories to her because she couldn't read my handwriting. All right. And for whatever reason, I liked her. And it wasn't that, it wasn't like, oh, gosh, I got to do this. So anyway, at the end of the school year, I come home. Again, this is my freshman year. And I'm coming back, and it's like, you know what, man, I'm going to see my buddies. I'm going to have dinner, and we're going to go out and stuff like that. So I'm, looking forward to it. And so finished dinner, and, mom said, well, I said, well, Jeff's coming over. We're going to go out. Okay, well, before he comes over, he goes, we have something to do. And, I'm 18, come on, Mom, damn, I just got back. She had a Mrs. Bowen had contacted her, and Mom got those, those books when you were in grade school to write within the lines.
Yep, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I had to do that for that summer. Every night after, not every night, but a few nights a week after dinner, I had to do that. It didn't help one bit. But I always thought, again, I look back and I go, well, it's kind of cool of Mrs. Bowen to do that, and Mom was probably somewhat embarrassed about that. But I found out something about it, at least in the Will family. It is inherited, because both my brother and my father write like we're both, it's hard to understand. Hard to read. So anyway, words, words, words. So folks, think about that next time you're running your mouths. on how it's working for you, all that. Okay, also, I have a question about this horrific story in Minnesota. I think it's horrific that these dirtbags stormed a church, and I don't like the reference to them as protesters. They're rioters. So I'm assuming anybody can walk into a church. Now, not at any time, simply because, church doors are locked sometimes and so forth, but can anybody just walk into a church, and will this eventually lead to churches asking for people to sign up online to be able to come in and then shut the doors once the services start? Because this is terrible. Hi, good morning.
Hi. Yeah, I agree with you on the church thing. They're rioters. They should be arrested.
They should. And, you know, this guy, the agitator of this thing, apparently he has a history of bothering churches. So what I'm interested to know is he could go from Texas to Washington to Minnesota. Where is he getting the money? You there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening to you.
Yeah, so where does he get the money to travel like this?
No, it's interesting how these people can be supported. It's probably those really rich senators we have that are quite liberal. They're probably supporting these people.
I would think that they would probably separate themselves and not being attached to it, but these organizations, or what are they called, the NGOs? Get taxpayer money and then they give it to groups and organizations that fund these type of people.
Yeah, it's pretty bad that we have. They're communists, really, because I was telling my wife the other day, we're driving down the road, and she says, "Oh, why do they do this and do that? People support, you know, boys and girls' bathrooms and all this stuff." And I says, "Well, really, it's to create chaos." And that's what the communists do. They get us to go against each other. I'm against this organization, and you're against that organization. And what we have really is chaos. And it cuts our time out of doing the right thing, because we're just mad about everything.
Well, these people went into a church service, and they, you could say, harassed but disrupted the church worship. Now,
yeah.
I'm assuming that's not legal.
Well, and it upsets people. You know, we get angry. And by getting angry, my wife just said that it's negative. And we're putting a lot of energy into something that we really shouldn't be putting energy into, because we have other more important things to do.
It's not a law to upset people. It's how you go about doing it.
Because we get annoyed, right? And you get annoyed, and that's energy. You're putting energy into being annoyed at something that's not accomplishing really anything. We're just annoyed. And it's too bad that we're having this happening in our country. It's one of the things I say a lot is, if anybody's a Democrat anymore, they're really, really wasting their time.
Well,
especially in California.
I wonder if these people, no, they're not people, they're animals. I wonder if they would do it to a mosque.
Probably not.
Right. So then you'd have to ask them the question. Now, I always like to go back that we have allowed behavior like this, not because of any amendment, because we have not, I'm not being funny here, but the old Barney Fife, nip it in the bud. This has been going on for quite a few decades, where we have allowed too much for people to get away with, and there's no consequences.
Yeah, it's we've learned. It's interesting that you don't see people on the right causing a lot of trouble. We just want to get along, really, and it's. I don't know. I don't have answers for it. I used to have some answers. I don't have answers anymore. I mean, I vote. I support the NRA. You know, I'm a Howard Jarvis member. You know, all this stuff. I don't know what else to do.
Well, I know that's a general term that you threw out there, but when you say we just want to get along, I don't want to get along with somebody who's demented like that and who has no values, or who even thinks that a boy can go into a girl's restroom. I don't want to get along with those people.
Well, no, I don't either. But what I'm trying, when I say get along, what I'm talking about is I don't go out and riot. You know, I don't go shoot people. That's what I mean by get along. I'm not a extremist. I guess that's a good word to use.
Mm-hmm.
And getting along means I just want to live my life. And I think most of us are that way. We want to pay our bills and, support our kids best we can and this sort of thing.
We just want to get along and live life.
Yeah, just live our life. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And be not, one of my philosophies is I'm nice to other people. I help other people.
Well, the ringleader of this, apparently, according to some sources here, is that he's a regular outside of the, I guess, this particular church, and he screams vile and gross things at families and children. For example, he called one lady a whore and a Nazi breeder.
What? I didn't hear that. Hear that in the news at all. God.
So you get to, at one point,
He should have the shit beat out of him. Excuse me for using the word.
Well, that was going to be my question. At what point is this just more than freedom of speech?
No, he needs to be beat up.
Well, my guess, though, in today's world, particularly in Minneapolis, if that were to happen, the person that beat him up would get arrested, not him.
Yeah, he'd go to jail.
Well, unfortunately, that's the world, or at least the United States, we live in today.
I don't know. When I called in, I was going to talk about writing. You know, you're talking about when I was in the third grade, I had to write a story about something, about a one-page story, and I did it in writing, and the teacher gave me a failing grade, and my mother usually didn't go to school or, protect me from things like this, but she went in really angry, and she said it was a really good story. He composed it right, he did this. He said, you know what the teacher said, the woman teacher, she says, but his writing is terrible.
Well,
I still have terrible writing. You know, I'm just like you. You know, and she says, "Well, yeah, the story was okay. It was good." So she finally gave me a three, a B on it, or a C on it. I mean,
yeah.
I passed. But
that's
she said, "Yeah, and it's true, and it hasn't got better." My brother's the same way. When he writes his name, it was like a B and then a line. And then a B and a line.
Now, when you were a kid, did it go from you wrote in crayon to pencil, then to an ink pen?
Probably, yeah. Yeah. And in fact, the pens we had, because I'm 82 years old, okay? I'm not a kid anymore.
They were either cartridge or dip.
No, yeah, that was the quill pen that had they advanced it. You used to have to dip it in the very beginning, and then they advanced it with a little bulb of ink behind it.
Mm-hmm.
but it was a quill pen, and I always tell people, I tell kids when I talk to them, I said, did you know that when I grew up there weren't any ballpoint pens? And they go, really?
Yep.
I go, yeah, really?
Yeah, no, that's true. All right, sir, we got to go. We're out of time. Sorry, we got one, but we're running a little bit late. Yeah, I was the last one to go from the crayon to the pencil, and then we had cartridges. Chris, have you ever seen a cartridge pen?
Don't think so.
Okay, obviously it had a cartridge that you would put in. You know, when it runs out, you put a new cartridge in.
Right.
All right. So we spent a fair amount of our time out in the schoolyard, not in the classroom, stepping in on those things and squirting them at our classmates, getting pen on their pants or their book bag.
Local news update brought to you by Stifel Investment Services.
A San Miguel Community Services District Board Member, Vice President John Green, passed away in late November. To fill the late Green's open seat, current San Miguel CSD board members will be holding interviews in its January 22nd meeting. The appointee will only serve the seat to the end of 2026, and the seat will be filled for the remainder of its term through 2028 in the general election. San Luis Obispo County students from the Coast Union High School Friday Night Live chapter have taken steps to reduce underage drinking. The County Friday Night Live program launched a campaign that includes educational posters, digital graphics, and PSAs with messages that reflect real experiences, concerns, and solutions around underage drinking. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and sunshine today, highs in the low 70s, it's 33 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Calming the waters from the U.S. to Greenland to Britain, Mike Johnson becomes the first sitting House Speaker to address Britain's Parliament.
I told the President that I felt that my mission here today was to encourage our friends and help to calm the waters, so to speak, and I hope to do so.
Saying we each need to attend to our national defense, and a deal will be worked out with Denmark over acquiring Greenland after President Trump roiled the waters on the way to the Davos Economic Forum.
We have to have it. They have to have this done. They can't protect it.
Mark is bracing for big losses over Trump escalating tariff threats on Europe until the Greenland deal is done. As we await the Supreme Court decision on his tariff authority, and despite widespread Minnesota anti-ICE protests, the ICE operation has rounded up some 3,000 illegal migrants in Minnesota. America's listening to Fox News.
Burlogger Excavation has been serving the Central Coast for over 28 years, and they specialize in bulldozer work for ranch and rural landowners. Call Burlogger if you need roads graded, fire breaks, or have erosion issues. Whether you need springtime disking, clearing, or general bulldozer work, they have the machines to tackle the job. Call or text 805-674-5141 or find them on the Creston Sawmill Burlogger Excavation Facebook page.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Some sunshine this morning, increasing clouds this afternoon. Highs right around 70. Cloudy tonight, overnight lows in the low to mid 40s. And overcast, low 60s for your Wednesday. Thursday, what are we looking at? Well, we're looking at sunshine later on, low 60s. Sunny, low 60s Friday and Saturday. Sunday, some clouds and sunshine, mid 60s. Monday, mid 60s, upper 60s a week from today. No rain in the forecast. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down. 7:11 a.m. and let's see here, 5:18 p.m. We've jumped to 32. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
That's 7 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Your community calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks community. Was out there the other day. Absolutely looks gorgeous neighborhood. Gorgeous neighborhood. The city of Atascadero and the Central Coast Zoo are excited to announce a brand new Woo at the Zoo. It's a fun Valentine's celebration, and it'll kick off on Valentine's Day. That's Saturday, February 14th from 10 until 1. It's time to celebrate Love Month at the Zoo. You're invited to come out and enjoy special keeper talks about animals and how they choose their mates and all that kind of stuff. Sounds like fun and not only entertaining, but also just you'll have some fun, especially with those meerkats. Get a kick out of them. Registration is open, and this is from the Women in Business from the Paso Robles Templeton Chamber of Commerce. Let's see here. January 22nd, that's the business Women in Business Luncheon. They'll have special guests and, labor law updates. Boy, it's important to keep on top of those. So contact the chamber and make sure you get in to register on time. And it usually sells out. So go ahead and contact the chamber. All right, Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. They've got lunch for you every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Leading off today, we have yesterday's catching up. Javier Hernandez, June Lang, Janet Marcotti, Christine Reed, Jack Lanzadel, Lindsay Baldwin, Sky Sepulveda, and Anthony Mastretta. Today we have Jim Sanders, Brandon Matthews, Chris Sturgis, Gene St. Martin, Jan Hopps having a birthday, Lauren Butler, and Roger and Kim Miller. All righty, those were your locals, and here are the others. Lead Belly, the guitarist, 1889, 1949. George Burns, 1896. Aristotle Onassis, 1906, 1975. Federico Fellini, the director, 1920, 1993. DeForest Kelly, Star Wars, 1920, 1999. The Bunny Hop, Ray Anthony, 1922. Slim Whitman, 1924, 2013. Patricia Neal, the actress, 1926, 2010. Very interesting. Artie Johnson, 1929, 2019. Car Guy, Fireball Roberts, 1929. At the End of the Rainbow, Earl Grant, 1933. Ron Townsend of the Fifth Dimension, 1933, 2000. The Little Potato, Camilo Pascual, not a bad pitcher, 1934. Milt Plum, all-pro quarterback, 1935. This guy was a hell of a basketball player. Bailey Howell, 1937. Carol Heiss, the skating champ, 1940. Onward we go from the Mindbenders, the game of love, love. Eric Stewart, 1945. Sophie Thompson, the actress, 1962. Ozzie Guillen, good fielding shortstop, 1964. Chris Morris, not a bad hoopster, 1966. Melissa Rivers, 1968. Brian Giles, baseball, 1971. Eddie Kennison, wide receiver from LSU, 1973. David Eckstein played shortstop with the Angels and others, 1975. And the backup, who ended up being MVP of the Super Bowl, Nick Foles, 1989. Passing away on this day, Audrey Hepburn, 1993. Johnny Weissmuller, Tarzan, 1984. Also passing away on this day, we have Marvin Lee Adley, Meatloaf, 2022. One of my favorites, Barbara Stanwyck. Oh gosh, I just loved her. 1990, and who else? Bronco Billy Anderson, the Western actor. He died in 1971. Alan Freed, the phrase, rock and roll, 1965, and that is it. All right, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. When he was at Mississippi State, he averaged 25.9 points a game, 20 rebounds a game, and he was SEC Player of the Year twice. First round, he was drafted right behind Wilt Chamberlain. Ended up with the Pistons, the Bullets, but became well-known when he joined the Boston Celtics. Six-time All-Star, two-time NBA champion. He has been called one of the greatest offensive rebounders in the history of basketball, period. Bailey Howe, how many of you heard of him or even remember? For his career, he averaged 19 points and 10 rebounds a game. The big guy out of Mississippi State. Well, the big guy. Well, for then, yeah, I guess you would say he was 6'7". He's still with us, and he was recruited by just about everybody, but decided to stay home. Bailey Howe goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. County Office of Emergency Services announced they'll be testing the early warning system sirens this week, today, and tomorrow. Sirens are stationed along the Diablo Canyon Emergency Planning Zone, stretching from Cayucas to the Napomo Mesa. Templeton CSD's next regular meeting is tonight at 6:30. Tonight is a proposed adoption of the CSD's fire code with amendments. The CSD receives an updated fire code from the state of California every 3 years and must adopt it with amendments made to fit the local jurisdiction. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and sunshine today with highs in the low 70s. It's 34 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Now listen to this about Bailey Howe. At the time of his retirement in the NBA, he ranked among the NBA's top 10 leaders in 9 statistical categories. That's pretty good. One more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2 KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.